Hi everyone, this is an episode for everyone struggling to pronounce the Swedish R. I know this is a tough one, and very often people have trouble with it. People with a Slavic, Arabic, or Latin mother tongue often pronounce it too much. People from Germany or France often pronounce it like in the back of the throat. Some East Asians have trouble distinguishing if it's from the L sound, but the worst is when people pronounce it like the English R, like this R, like many Americans, English, and also some Chinese, actually. Okay, first of all, within the Swedish language, there is many different ways of pronouncing this letter. In the southernmost part, they say it like the Germans and the Danish, back in the throat, a guttural R, like this: bra, rak, orka, resa, för. So this is not really wrong, but not optimal, since most of the time you will encounter speakers with the trilling or rolling R, like this: bra, rak, orka, resa, för. If it can make you feel better, even some Swedish have trouble with this letter. They usually deal with it just by making the R sound as small as possible. Like this: bra, rak, orka, resa, för. And believe it or not, this actually sounds better than a thick American R, like this: bra, rak, orka, resa, för. This sounds really bad, actually. sorry. If I have anyone that listens with this accent. But I'm going to teach you a method that might work. The R sound in Swedish is usually said quite quickly, and it's not like you say bra unless you really want to emphasize it. Usually it's actually more like a D sound. So try this. Take the word trä. It means wood. Trä. So exchange the R for a D. Tada. Yeah, it will sound like tada, like T-D-A. So repeat this word, trying to say it quicker. Try to modify the D until it becomes just a tap against the upper part of your mouth. And with some practice, you should be able to turn the tada to trä, like tada, tada, trä, 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 trä. Well, it might take a long time, but it should work. The Swedish R is usually a very soft R. Sometimes you can barely hear it. And sometimes, especially in the Stockholm area, it sounds more like a J sound, like a French J, like J, J. Or like in the middle sound of the word pleasure, but it's a bit softer. But this might be useful if the trill, like the R, 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 is very difficult for you. So, well, yeah, it's a bit softer than the French J, so like this: bra, rak, orka, resa, för. Bra, rak, orka, resa, för. So furthermore, so you can practice that if you really can't make the trill. Just make it a r, 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 like bra, rak, just like a r, very soft r. So next part is that the r merges with other letters, which makes it a bit more tricky. With the s, the t, l, d, and n. The sound of the letters change, some a lot, some barely noticeable. Some examples: besh, kort, ärlig, bord, barn. So you never say bärs, you say besh. That's the RS, sh. You never say kort, you say kort. That's the RT sound, kort. You don't say ärlig, you say ärlig. Ärlig. That's the RL sound, ärlig. You never say bord, you say bord. That's the RD sound, bord. And you never say barn, you say barn. That's the RN sound, barn. So this even applies to the next word in the sentence. So if you want to say it's like that, you say either det är så or det är så. You never say det är så if you're not really like spelling it out for someone with spelling problems. So you say, if you want to say it's like that, you say det är så or det är så. You never say det är så, like det är så. You don't say it. You don't say it. So R is never pronounced in front of S, T, L, D, and N as long as they're in the same sentence. And quite often we just skip it with in without any other reason than laziness. But that's a different story. Bye for now. Ha det bra!